Coach Terry Curtis takes a couple of seconds to join us. Coach Curtis, thank you. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great, Coach. I guess the buzz is hot and heavy, and you guys are, I guess, homecoming, getting ready for a pep rally tonight.
We're getting ready for a pep rally in a few minutes, and, you know, looking forward to it. You know, you really don't want to have Faith Academy as your homecoming, but, you know, we've been on the road for 3 weeks, and we're down at the end of the season, and it was the only time we could have it. So it kind of what it is what it is. So here we are.
Yeah. Well, Coach, this is, I mean, for people like Brian and I, this is great radio, great coverage to be able to cover games like this. You've been doing this for a long time. How is this region this year compared to others that you've had?
Well, I said it way early, especially when BC Rain beat Biger, you know, I said, okay, we got six teams and only four of them going to the playoffs, and two good teams are not going to go to the playoffs, and that's what's going to happen. I mean, it's a tough region, and, you know, you got your guys who've probably done a little bit better than others, but man, it's a... I'm not sure this year, top to bottom, it's not one of the tougher regions in the state.
Coach, you just mentioned several teams, and one or two of those are not going to get in. Antonio Coleman, what he's doing at Williamson is extremely impressive, and Gulf Shores has built that program. It's just not the Vigers and the UMS and Faith Academies. You got other teams right here that it's really what makes this 5A region really one of the top 5A regions in the state, I think.
Well, you know, I said to start with. I mean, you got Williamson and Viger who moved up from 4A, and they were two of the top teams in 4A. And then you got Gulf Shores who dropped from 6A. And, with what they got over there, they've got an outstanding team, and then you throw us and Faith and in the mix, and Lord, you got six good football teams right off the bat. So and it's about played out that way. I mean, it's been a dogfight. Even the ones that everybody expects you to win have been tough, and it's just a tough region.
Well, Faith Academy, Coach, what a program they built in the last 3 or 4 years. The defense looks so strong. What concerns you most about Jack French's team tomorrow night?
Lord, they got athletes all over the field. You know, they got four or five guys that can make plays. There's no one guy you can really, tone in on and try to stop. They've got a bunch of guys who can make plays, and anytime you have that, it makes it tough on a defense. And we just got to try to tackle in space. And they've got probably way more athletes than we've got, but we've got to be able to gang tackle and get to the play and do what we got to do. And hopefully we'll have some guys make some plays also.
Coach, you talk about it being hard to, making sure that you're making sure tackles and they've got some guys that can run the ball. You've got a great one. We always joke that every time we get a report, if it's going to be a Cole Blaylock touchdown or not, 90% of the time it usually is. That young man's special. Tell us about
him. Well, he is. He is. And he's a, he's a great kid. He's a great teammate. He's been so much fun to coach. He don't care if he gets the ball or not. He never complains about anything. He does whatever, whatever you need him to do. But Faith Academy with all the players they've got, they're going to, that's going to be their key, try to stop him. So we've got to have some other guys that's going to step up and help and make some plays. And hopefully we'll get them kind of detained on that, and Cole can, because Cole's going to get his. He's going to play hard. He's going to do what he's got to do. And it's a tough matchup for us. But our guys don't ever shy away from it, and we'll show up and play and do the best we can.
All right, Coach Terry Curtis getting set tomorrow night. Our own Michael Holland's going to be on the sidelines giving us reports. Coach, I know you got a busy prep rally coming up. Thank you so much. We got another coach right behind you. But, hey, we'll be following you, and hopefully we'll catch up after the game, okay?
Okay, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Terry Curtis.